Hello and welcome to Witchy Wellness Radio. I'm your host, Lauren Chalantani, women's holistic health coach and fellow recovering perfectionist. This podcast was created to show you that your body is not in the way. It is actually leading your way. Hello, hello, everybody. You're listening to episode 65, Galactic Shamanism with Libby Wallace. Our beautiful guest today, Libby Wallace, talks about living a life of purpose, impact, and wealth to enable others to do the same. And Libby is a galactic business coach, and we dive more specifically into what that means and how her own transformation took place from this traveling party girl to now becoming happily sober, to contacting and talking to interdimensional beings, to now helping other light leaders align with their highest self and create the business and life of magnificent purpose, impact, and wealth while being liberated from the constraints of their own mind. I know I want to learn more about how to do that. We talk about how shifting into a 5D reality, what that is, how it feels, why it's so important. We talk more woo as well, of course. We talk about interdimensional beings, channeling, the unknown, letting the universe take over, and really surrendering to the beauty of it all. If you're into this kind of stuff and you like what you hear in Witchy Wellness, please head over to iTunes, write a review. I would be so grateful for your support. It means so much and it touches my heart and it keeps me motivated to bringing the best and the greatest back to all of you guys. I'm so excited for you guys. I had such a beautiful time, so much fun diving into all this woo with the beautiful Libby Wallace. So please enjoy episode 65, Galactic Shamanism with Libby Wallace. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Witchy Wellness Radio. And again, I'm your host, Lauren Chalantani, and this is a show where we get to learn from guests about how your body is not in the way, but actually leading your way. And I'm so excited to talk to our guest today, Libby Wallace. She is here to talk about galactic shamanism for your healthiest and wealthiest life. And a little bit more about Miss Libby is she is a galactic business coach, a shamanic energy healer, focusing on helping people tap into their potential and creating their dream lives, stepping into their soul missions by magnetizing and monetizing their soul purpose. She's raised thousands of dollars for various charities in both New Zealand, where she is from, and Bali, where she currently is. She's on a mission to help shift humanity into the fifth dimension and communicates with higher dimensional beings while being trained in shamanism, and has a science degree in psychology. Wow, we have a lot to get into today. Welcome to the show, Libby.
Thank you so much for having me here, Lauren, and to everyone who's tuning in. It's really, really awesome to be here, to be sharing this, having this conversation. It's really cool.
All the way halfway across the world. You're so welcome. We just talked off air about we are 12 hours apart right now, and I like beautiful yin and yang kind of all around the world. I think that's
it's so really interesting. And like you're right now, like heading into, you know, like this spring energy and like really going through this deep rebirth, which is so, you know, like sort of like just with everything that's happening in the planet right now, it's so beautiful that you get to experience that. And when I'm connecting with you and like just whenever I'm connecting on that side of the world, I always soak in that energy because being here in Bali, it's like, it's kind of, I've been here pretty like as a base for about 18 months now, and I'm really beginning to notice the importance of, especially as light workers and especially as people here to like, you know, bring so much into humanity, the importance of working with our natural body's rhythm. So I really have to do everything I can to stay in my natural rhythm because like it's always summer here, so I'm like so I'm soaking up some of your spring vibes.
I guess I can't complain, but I can see why. You know, tuning into Mother Nature and the seasons and everything, it's a cycle. And that there's a lot of power in that. But I would love to hear, I mean, how did you get to Bali? But also, how you got into being a galactic shaman, into galactic shamanism and energy healing and all of this beautiful things that you do. Because we were talking earlier, like people just kind of think that you're automatically into this kind of stuff. And everybody's journey and healing story is so interesting and really inspiring just to hear.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. And thank you for opening this in this way. And it's interesting. I've been reflecting a lot lately on like what we're talking about, but people assuming you've kind of always been into this. And one of the biggest things that I realized that I've had to do is learn to love myself and honor my gifts. And I was raised in a Christian family. I was raised believing that everything that I now do, it was evil. And so when I, you know, like when I was going through this journey, I really had to do a lot of work of, well, hang on, I'm here to help the planet. I believe in love. I want to have a message of self-love and love and loving each other and forgiveness and compassion. How is that evil? And I really had to do a lot of work, especially over the last 4 years when I've been really delving into this and making it sort of the forefront of everything that I do. But before that, like my degree, my science degree was in psychology, and, you know, I was always like traveling. I was always a high achiever in the corporate world, and I was a massive party girl. Like I love to party, and I literally partied my way around the world. I had a very good job where I was like, won awards and got to travel, and you know, it was like work hard, play hard kind of thing. And I never knew a different way. Like I was drinking throughout my teenage years, and in 2011, I had my first awakening, and I was open to this world of spirituality. And I was living in London at the time, and I was dating my then fiance, who was Brazilian, and he introduced me to this whole world of spiritism. And I was just like mind blown. But what I loved about it was that I saw science and the parts of religion that I agreed with, like the love and the compassion and all the parts about the dogma. I was like, oh my gosh, like they're literally working together. Like how cool is this? And over that time in 2011, I was literally, because he was Brazilian and part of the Brazilian community in London, I was going to these like spiritualist events, and everyone was speaking Portuguese, and I could like, you know, and their English was limited, and I was like really, like had really basic understanding of Portuguese. So I was just soaking up the energy, but I had so many soul rememberings of, oh my gosh, like I felt like I'd sort of been like, you know that feeling when you begin to wake up and you just see the whole world in a whole different way? I was like, wow. Anyway, so I still continued to party for quite a few years. And in 2013, I had this really crazy experience where that same partner, my fiance, then we were actually breaking up. It was just, anyway, our time was up. And we had an experience where he passed out, and we were having a conversation, and he just passed out like flat cold, like he'd fainted. And so I went into panic, and I was like, what's going on? What's happening? We'd moved to Sydney at this stage, and he was going back to Brazil and I was staying in Sydney. And as we were parting, I was like, what is happening? Anyway, when he woke up I couldn't tell you if it was like 10 seconds or a minute. Like it was I just went into panic at that mode. Like what's happening? When he woke up, it was like he could physically see with his physical eyes spirit. And in the house that we were living in, he was having these communications with all the spirit that was walking around. And I went into freak out. I was like, I believed in it, but for him to be having these conversations and to be sharing information that I'd been picking up on without even knowing that I was clairvoyant at that stage. And I was like full freak out. Anyway, I began praying and asking for everything to just like whatever was happening to make it stop, because it was scary. It was really scary at that time. And he is still communicating with these beings that were all around the house. And he said, oh my gosh, like, someone's coming, they're coming, they're coming. And at the time that he looked over and said, they're coming, I was sitting on the bed and I could feel this heat on the back of my head. And I kind of just like, it was like a very peaceful, like, oh, like, phew, okay, I'm having help come. Like I'm being supported right now. And these angels, or these like tall light beings came into the room, and while I couldn't see them with my physical eyes, like he could, I could feel, like you feel that sort of presence. Like I could feel them very, very clearly. And he was almost as like translating what they were saying to me, as if you were having a conversation with someone and they were speaking Chinese and you were speaking English, and they were just, he was like, okay. And then translating the message. The reason I didn't put it to share all of this, we'll get to the main point. But they said to me at that time, you can no longer drink alcohol. Like, you've got things to do on this planet and alcohol is not helping you. Like verbatim, okay, or not verbatim, I can't remember the exact words. And they said, we'll stop coming to save you and rescue you if you continue to drink. Like, you just can't go on like this anymore. So that was 2013. After that experience, the beings left. They literally like helped clear all the energy in the room and in the house. And my partner at the time fainted again when he woke up. Yeah, I know. It's like you couldn't even write about it. He fainted again when he woke up. He couldn't see spirit anymore. So that was the most probably out of it. Like, if there had been any inch of doubt in my mind or in my being of the communication that we have available with spirit, it was all removed in that moment. Like, you know, and so that was 2013. 2016, I had been doing a lot of, like, I sort of opened more of my spiritual path and began going to, like, workshops and classes and that sort of thing. And I was still partying a lot. Like, I was still drinking. I was still taking drugs. And I got to a stage in 2016 where I had so much to drink, and I just, in that moment, in that one final night when I was drinking, did some really, really awful things and like ended up jumping out of a window, woke up in hospital, lucky to be alive. And in the hospital room, in the hospital bed, when the nurse asked, like, this is not normal behavior. What are you going to do about this? I had this energy just flowing through me. And I was like, I can never drink again. Like, I know, like, I've had so many warnings. I've had so many signs. This is it. This is what I've been waiting for. There is no way that I can ever, 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 ever drink again. So that in January 2016 was like the real catalyst for me going, there are way too many things happening in my life, you know, in the corporate world and in that sort of thing, for me to ignore that there is so much more for me to be doing in this planet. And from that moment, through healing my addiction, through being turned, it was like I was turned away from all of the normal places that people dealing with addiction go to. They were like, you've got too much self-awareness to receive the level of help that we are offering here. Like, I was so committed to my path. And normally when they're dealing with addiction, people are like, I don't know if I can do it. Whereas I was committed to this path. And then literally from that moment, I was teaching at the time. I was leading a large team of teachers and students. And so my main job for most of my career was some form of like team management or leadership or mentoring, helping people achieve results of some sort, whether it was as a travel agent, as a manager, as a teacher, teaching tourism. And I started a blog about my sober journey because people were asking, like, how can you, like, Libby Wallace, party girl, all of a sudden go vegetarian and sober? Like, what? And now start this path. And so I started a blog, and I had people beginning to, like, reach out to me just randomly. They'd find me on the internet and just start asking for help. And I loved it. Like, I really loved it. And I came to a point in my career where I was having to help some students. And I had to make a decision whether to expel them because they had been drinking on this like school trip that they weren't meant to be. And I was like, here I am, I'm meant to be expelling them, but I just want to be helping them. And so my business began as helping people love themselves sober, like love themselves so much that they no longer want to avoid life. They no longer want to put anything like toxic in their body of that, and just, that was really how it began. And then what I realized is I wasn't teaching people how to love themselves sober. I was helping them discover their purpose. I was helping them open their spiritual gift. I was helping them make more money. Like, and I realized that when you are so aligned in your mind, body, and soul, and so in tune with your purpose, abundance is our natural state, and money begins to flow as a byproduct of that. And so this is a very long-winded, I feel like it's important to share, like, the whole journey of just, like, I didn't wake up one day and be like, do you know what? I feel like being a galactic business coach. Like, I first of all had to go through a whole lot of stuff to realize, like, oh, my gosh, like, I could hold back and I could say, you know, I'm whatever, like, whatever, but it's no, this is the path, and it's very clear that it's time to stand and say, like, this, yeah, I do communicate with spirit in this way, yeah, I do communicate with galactic beings, yeah, I do work with the planet and with the earth, and really begin to activate our full multidimensional selves as humans of the earth, of the cosmos, to go through life in our full potential and really live the abundance that is available to us every single day. So hopefully that answers the question and gives you some insight.
Oh, it does. And so much more. I mean, we can go anywhere at this point, but I would love to hear your take on what the fifth dimensional reality would look like in kind of where we are now as humanity. Because a lot of times when I try explaining this to people, they're like, so it's like heaven, everything will be perfect. And I was like, not quite. So I'd love to hear your take on what that means and maybe how we can shift into that right now.
Yeah, I love this so much. And you're right. It's like, I believe that there, you know, there is a component absolutely of embodying heaven on earth. But what that looks like is to remember that we're still having a human experience. Like, the duality of life is still important, as is the experience of pain, but not suffering. And when we look at the third dimension and where, you know, humanity has been for a very long time, there is so much suffering in the world, you know, and like, sure, you as well, like, we've been through it, we've navigated through it of, you know, addiction, and I don't even need to speak into all of the, you know, all of the suffering that happens in the planet. When we look at it on an energetic level, and I'm going to give sort of like a galactic shamanic point of view to explain this, because sometimes visuals help. And so when I was asking these questions to myself, like, what is the fifth dimension? Like, what's this? Like, what does this even mean? And when I tune into it and see it, if we look at the planet as a whole, right now there's a lot of like murky, cloudy darkness. And we have, if we look at it in very, very simplistic terms, just for the sake of this conversation, there are two cords, if you like, attaching every single human, one to complete love, sovereignty, and divinity, okay, to source, loving, you know, that heavenly feeling. And there's another one around about our solar plexus attaching us to this cord of fear, you know, control, manipulation, judgment, everything of that fear frequency. And right now on the planet, most people, we're seeing it like very, very clearly at the moment, most people are attached to this fear frequency. And so something happens in the planet and people all of a sudden give their control by not realizing that we have a choice to choose love, to choose this frequency, and they allow themselves to be consumed with this fear frequency. When we see the love cord, or the fifth dimensional frequency that is accessible to us and coming through very strongly onto the planet, it's like we're able to feel both love and fear, but choose love. Like, we're still having an experience of the human. But when we realize that in every single moment we have a choice of, do we choose love or do we choose fear, we can see both of them. This is the difference between the fifth dimension and the third dimension. In the third dimension, we didn't realize we had a choice, and so we continue to choose the fear. Whereas what we, you know, all of us who are on this mission to help awaken humanity and bring more light into the planet and really embody this 5D knowing of what it is to be human and our full potentiality at this age that we're in humanity, being able to see all situations as an opportunity to choose love, experience the fear, perhaps release a lot of the fear frequency in our field, which is why a lot of, you know, your shadow work is really important, to not just like ignore it and like so that it's still stagnant, but to transmute it. And it's when I say it, it's the frequency for me, like I, and probably for you as well, it's almost like you now feel like you've kind of got a grasp on what it is to be living in the fifth dimension full time. There's a lot of people that, as we continue to, as individuals, choose love, choose expansion, choose abundance, as well as being able to see the fear and transmute it, it opens the ease at which everyone else is able to connect to that same love frequency for themselves and realize that their answers, and that the only person that they have to answer to is, you know, like, it's like this, it's not external. Does that help? I feel like there is so much in here, and I'm trying to keep it as simplistic, as simplistic as I can for that.
No, I think that was beautifully, you know, pointed. We're still having this human experience, right? Mm-hmm. It's just not all rainbows and butterflies, but we choose to focus on the more positive frequencies. And when we do come up against ourselves or an external challenge, we welcome it and do the shadow work and move through it. And I love looking at this visualization of this like slingshot, is when you're able to do that. I think, you know, for me, at least in my experience, a lot of time, the deeper the work that you do, you know, I've had some of the most profound, blissful, most gratitude filled experiences, and some of the darkest moments, because when you can feel that glimpse of that during that, it just blows everything that you're going through out of the water. But I like to look at it as a slingshot, as that, you know, you might feel like you're being pulled back, but when you're present with that and keep focusing on that future or that higher frequency, that state you want to be in, it will allow you to catapult forward to an extent. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm so glad that you brought this up, because one of the things that when I really began looking at it from like the third dimension to the fifth dimension, and seeing that as part of my mission at the moment, is like my guides kept saying, you can only grow as deep as you dig. And so when you look at it from that perspective, and you realize that in any given moment, you know, the universe and the beings, there is so much energy coming into the planet right now, and there is so much support for us to be really accessing this love frequency. And when in every single moment we go, what decision am I choosing right now? Am I choosing love? And often, like, that can be a really confusing question. It's like, am I choosing love or am I choosing fear? And when we have an opportunity to choose love, it feels expansive. It feels often kind of scary and kind of like that very ego-shattering option, you know, if our ego wants to retaliate to a situation and go into victim consciousness, we're going to be feeding that fear frequency, which, like, you know, is keeping us in the third dimension. But when we really begin to choose every single decision, like regardless of what it's in relation to, as a place of complete sovereignty, complete abundance, complete knowing and trusting, even if it's something like bad, and when we remove that good and bad and we know that everything's supporting us to expand and grow and anchor in this frequency of love into the planet, like, life becomes so much more enjoyable and easier, because we're no longer like, oh my gosh, what's happening? We're like, oh, okay, well, this is exciting. Buckle up. This is a good, expansive journey we're about to go on. You know, it's like we bring that joy and that fun back, even during the shadow work, because we no longer attach ourselves to that being our truth. We know that it's just simply, it is what it is, as opposed to any identity attachment to it. Yeah.
I was thinking of like the goddess Kali, and how like death and rebirth, and how sometimes we have to break down in order to break through. And I feel that's unknown. And the unknown, like, I'm getting chills. The unknown, as much as I love to like control and know, and I still have to be present with myself, every single thing that's going to happen, it doesn't work that way. And I really think the divine works through us in the unknown. When you are so present in the moment, in love with the moment itself, it doesn't matter the past or the future. That's, I feel like, when we're living in the unknown right now. And I was just listening to It's funny, I was listening to this right before an interview. Bashar, who is Daryl Anka channels this entity, human contact specialist. I'll like link everything in the show notes if people are interested. But it was his take on 2020 and what we're kind of going through now. And it was this clip from December. And Bashar was talking about how 2020 is talking about the future, like the focusing in the future. We talk about that as humans, but also 2020 hindsight is we're looking at the past. And he was talking about in order to shift with this transition is there's this huge hurricane coming through, but how can we stay in the eye of this hurricane? How can we stay in the middle while this change and this wind or Kali goddess coming through? And I just thought that was such a beautiful illustration of what's going on because, you know, as a human collective, each time we decide to connect to this fifth dimensional space or our hearts or however you want to describe it, we, like you said, are leading this pathway, our footprints in the sand for more of humanity to connect into this. And right now, I mean, since our reality was created, everything that we're doing is creating our future as collective. And he was just reiterating that and how that works into 2020 and this whole virus and quarantine thing. I really tried my hardest to stay connected to my heart through all of this and see this bigger picture. And it's hard to explain to somebody who doesn't maybe understand this fifth dimensional perspective, because I knew that as a collective, we got to this point where things had to break down so we can restructure. And there's some major shifts going on all sorts of levels and frequencies.
It's so true. And, you know, many of the people I work with, and I'm sure like so many people that you speak with as well, like, you know, in 2011 and in 2016, there were like massive shifts in the planet back then as well. Like so many people began to wake up then. But again, we always had that choice available to us. Do you want to wake up now, you know, and choose the loving thing to do? It might not seem loving because it looks like your world is crumbling. It looks like you've lost the relationship, lost the job, maybe moved back home with your parents, right? I'm speaking of my experience here. Like lost all of these different things and it completely like, thousands of dollars of debt, like lost everything. And then you go, well, okay, I can either go back down that same path because it's logical, it's easy, it's what I know, or I can surrender to the unknown every single day and discover how to create a sense of calm when it feels like the entire world or your entire world is completely crumbling around you. And I know for so many people, what they experienced on a micro level in their own individual lives over the last, especially the last 10, maybe longer, 10 years, we're now seeing it on a whole global level because it's like, right, okay, humans, like, let's go. Like, the planet's not going to be sustainable if we keep living like this. Like, let's remember what we're here to do. Like, let's wake up. And so while it's important, you know, to like to hold compassion for what everyone is experiencing in their own individual experiences, it's also like I feel very excited. Like I feel, and you know, for many of us, it's like this is literally what we've come into this planet at this time for us, is right now to be the guiding lights, to be the ones that have gone like, you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay, really. Like that. We're living in this all abundant, all loving, you know, universe, and we're going to be okay. In fact, not just okay, but we're going to thrive because of this. And so when we find that peace in those moments of the unknown, of the seemingly what is darkness, and we just have this core knowing that regardless of what's happening around us, we know that it's going to be okay. We know that it's happening for a reason. And that, I think, is where we begin to find true contentment and not have to have that control, which is, it's work. It's a work in progress. It's releasing all control systems, right?
And that trusting and knowing that you're talking about so often comes from surrendering to that unknown and letting go. And For a lot of us, that's like a trigger word, you know? And could you speak a little bit on your experience and how you help people work through that? Because that's key and pivotal into shifting into the fifth dimension.
Yeah, it's so key. And it's like probably the number one thing that I say to everyone, that you have to base your life on faith and trust. Like, but there is obviously a process to go through. And I really saw this in physical form last week. I celebrated my 30th birthday. My husband surprised me. Here in Bali, we found one beach that was still open. And so he said, pack your bags, we're going away. And I was like, oh, how exciting, I'm surprised, like how fun. Mind you, I had said, like, I hope I have a surprise for my birthday, like control, right? Anyway, so I thought, there was these parts of me that were wanting to know exactly what was happening, how long we were going for, where we were going, what we were going to be doing, what he had planned the whole time, what sort of things do I pack, all of these things. And it was interesting, I had this like full body knowing as I was asking these questions, surrender, release control. And it was like the universal, just hilarious way of showing me, like, implement your own teachings, embody your own teachings even more. When I explain it to my clients, I always say it's almost like you've ordered something on like Uber Eats, right? You place an order on Uber Eats, like, hey, universe, magnificent life, please. Like, whatever it looks like, whether it's, you know, whatever that is for you, whatever it is that you're really desiring. Hey, universe, like, this is really what I'm wanting. This is what I'm desiring right now. And you place the order, you do everything that you have to do, and you sit back and you might put Netflix on, or you might go and do the dishes, or you might, you know, whatever. But you go back and do a little bit more work, send some emails, whatever. And the control part of us wants to check the app and make sure that the food's on its way. Okay, this is the controlling thing. We want to go, where's the driver? How far away is it? When is he coming? Is it coming? Did they get my order? Did they get my order? It's taking longer. When we can learn to surrender and we learn to trust, we don't need to check the app. We know that magic is on its way. We know that everything that we have the intention of wanting or calling in, and knowing that our heart's desires are always going to be guiding us to our highest truth. And so when we can literally relax, go about our lives, and whatever that looks like, whether it is learning to meditate, whether it is learning to put our feet on the grass and connect with nature, whether it's, you know, if we're in an apartment and it's just finding solitude in a space in our home, and learning to just know that what we have asked for is on its way to us without needing to constantly know how or where or when or what it's going to look like or anything like that. That's kind of the best like way that I could try and describe it
of it. A lot of time is using your discernment. Is this like that desperation feeling of, you know, when's it gonna care, when's it gonna get here, and or I need a partner to be happy, or I need money, or what if then happiness. And I always think of a similar example of what you said, but eating out at a restaurant. If you order, you know, you're out to dinner with, you know, when everything's back open again and it's safe, you're out to dinner and you order your favorite veggie burger at a restaurant. You put it in and you know that that veggie burger is going to be delivered at some point in time to your table. You don't go back into the kitchen and like look over the chef and be like, are you making this fast enough? Are you making this correctly? And like, you know, like it's the same thing. It's like you put the order in, you know, it's on its way.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, and you know, I really think like, you know, it's easy to say, just surrender. But until you are in a situation where you really have to, it's like, it's just a word. And when you go through the embodiment process of what it feels like to surrender, that is where we begin to really open up a new space within us to access deeper levels of trust, to access a deeper connection with the divine, to access a deeper connection with, you know, with our souls and ourselves on, you know, on a multidimensional level, it's like, you know, it's exciting, it's challenging, it's, you know, like nerve-wracking, it brings up all the emotions, and that's okay. It's okay to lean into all of that.
And I always think about it going to my edge of when I feel myself coming up against that fear or myself. And that's when I know I need to do some shadow work or surrender or keep tuning into that future manifestation of what I want to overcome. And some practices that I've done in retreats, I've gone to a couple Dr. Joe Dispenza retreats, and they're amazing. I can't wait until they do them again. But they do these surrender activities for that very purpose, where it's a very traditional, like, corporate trust fall kind of scenario where you stand up on this platform. It's probably about as tall, like 4 or 5 feet high. And then you have your whole team holding this net behind you. And you put your arms out like this, hold them, and you close your eyes, and you have to connect to your heart and slow your heart rate down, even though you're freaking out because you're going to lose control. And all you have to do is fall back. It's just, it's harder than it looks. And the last time that I did it, my legs wouldn't stop shaking. I felt fine. I was like, what's going on? So I had to recall myself down, and then I fell back. And as soon as I fell back, it was as if my heart exploded. I call them heartgasms. It's just like, and it was just this expansive feeling. And I just started hysterically crying and laughing. And the one thought that I got was like, this is what I was holding myself back from. You know, all of this love and happiness and expansiveness. And I think of like the ego or fear mindset, not necessarily always as a bad thing. Like, we have our egos to make sure we don't jump out in front of a busy street. We have this sense of self having this experience. But we've had thousands and thousands of years as humanity. I almost feel like we're like PTSD kind of species, because we've gone through all these different cataclysms throughout the millennia. And we are trained to live in this survival mindset. And that's still very much a 3D reality kind of thing. But I just find it so interesting. It's like the work that you do to shift into this, yeah. We are reprogramming thousands of years of like genetically encoded gunk in our DNA. And that's so empowering we have that power. I'm blown away by the experience.
We have that power. It's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that. It's so true. And it really is. It's like, you know, and I like working in, you know, especially with like business owners and entrepreneurs and people setting up their sole businesses, is really a lot of the time is realizing that, you know, our egos and our, you know, the societal expectations of, you know, don't do anything that doesn't make logical sense, you know, completely ingrained in us of like, you know, take educated risks, don't make a mistake, you know, like in school, don't make mistakes, like don't get things wrong. We're literally ingrained to stay in this path of security, safety, and survival. And one of the biggest things that I work with people on, especially in my business coaching, is money mindset. Because money, like, we've been ingrained that it's a survival, that it has to be a survival technique. And we've got this like poverty consciousness plaguing the planet. And when I tune into it again with like the shamanic perspective and the energy cords and stuff, it's like so entangled into the way that we do everything. And when we realize that there is that consciousness of it, and then there's also the abundance and wealth consciousness that's available to every single one of us, which as we begin working with, you know, fifth dimensional frequencies, that's how we live and we embody that. We know that whenever our heart is guiding us to do something, whether it be to invest in a, you know, a Dr. Joe Dispenza retreat, or to do a personal development event, or to hire a mentor, or whatever it is, there's going to be that part of us that goes like, do it. What's it going to feel like? It's like so exciting. And then there's our logical mind, which has been ingrained, you know, for years and years and years, which is like, no, don't do it. It doesn't make sense. And every single time that myself or one of my clients, they make one of these decisions, it's like you leap, like you fall back, you hold yourself and you do that fall and you're like shaking at the time. And, you know, if you're like investing in something, you push like pay and you push submit, you're like freaking out. And then you see the universe go, thank you so much for trusting me. Here you go, here you go, here you go. And all of the opportunities and doors and experiences that open and unfold because we have chosen that level of trust, surrender, and expansiveness, we are met at that level. And this is how we begin and begin and begin to continue breaking the patterns of all of that like 3D consciousness, whether it is, you know, poverty, fear, whatever it is, and really begin in a physical way to anchor in the 5D frequency. Like, I think that's such a beautiful example that you shared of it, like the really trust and surrender, because it is so paramount to our way of life as, you know, as leaders bringing in the new earth in this way. So yeah, cool. Mm-hmm.
And I think of like universe or God shows up when you show up for it. Like you said, it's like when you can focus and surrender into that, it shows up to the level that you show up for yourself and for life. And that doesn't mean like work harder uphill kind of stuff. It's like that surrender aspect of what you just said, pressing pay, listening to your heart, even though logically it doesn't quite make sense. It's the living and acting and being at that vibrational level, because so many people, you know, the work that you and I both do, think that, you know, you might just meditate and you just wait for something to come to you, but you still have to press pay. You still have to play in this reality, right? And there's this balance of setting this alignment and trusting and then taking that aligned action. I think there's this balance of both, which I'm sure you could speak to as well, because I am prone to burning myself out and overly 3Ding it all the time.
Yeah. Something, honestly. So I went through a period, like I would wake up at about 11 p.m. or 3 a.m. every night for like maybe 10 days or something like that, with all of these downloads. And I would go into my office and I would write all of these diagrams and like everything. I would look like a crazy person. I was just like, I just know I have to get these out. And one of the things that I was channeling at the time, it's like one of the foundations for my entire business and that I teach, so like most of my clients, regardless of what they're doing, is if we look at like a cross, right, we've got the line of spirituality, which is where as spiritual beings, we love to operate. We like to meditate. We like to create vision boards. We like to do, you know, all of the, you know, all of the wonderful, lovely, expansive, free-flowing things. And then on this side, we've got the line of humanity. And we have on this line, we've got time, logic, you know, the way, very, very masculine energy. This, if you look at it, feminine and masculine as well, but it's like humanity and spirituality. And then if we bring like this, the shamanic viewpoint into it as well, is remembering that we are, have a mental body, a physical body, emotional body, and a spiritual body. And so when we combine all of that, it's so important for us to remember that we are operating in the earth, we are operating in the planet, which is still constructed around some form of time. Our perception of time can change and shift, but we're still operating in this place. We're like, you know, you and I hopped on at the right time for this conversation, but we're still able to operate in this line of spirituality where there isn't necessarily time, or we operate in the quantum field and we begin to, you know, surpass time and collapse timelines and, you know, quantum healing and shifting, you know, ancestral, whatever, you know, whatever it is. And work with the future as well. But it's still important that we have this balance of showing up in the human. And this is where it's important to go, okay, I still need to take action on things. I still need to, you know, hop on a discovery call or a sales call, you know, if you're a business owner, or I still need to write emails. You know, we can't just sit there in this spiritual bubble and like meditate all of our clients into our field. Like, yeah, to an extent, like we've still got to do the human stuff as well, which I think is super important. And it's also around, you know, like, I think one of the things is, and you've probably spoke, like, seen into this a lot as well, is really doing everything that we can, especially as people who hold space for others and are in the public arena a lot more, whether it's online or whatever it is, to hold an essence of spiritual hygiene. And that means, like, not giving all of our energy to every single person that asks for it. It's about solidifying new levels of boundaries. And also one of the biggest things that I've personally been working on lately is new levels of, like, not tolerating any form of abuse, whether it's someone saying something or someone, like, you know, who's still in that third dimensional, just like blame victim consciousness. In the past, I thought in order to be spiritual, I had to just take everything and just, like, send them love and light. And one of the biggest things that has, like, been a game changer in, you know, how I'm showing up, my energy levels, like being able to sleep way better, like all of these different things is standing strong in my truth and standing up for myself more and actually going, actually, do you know what? I don't tolerate that. Like, I'm not allowing that in my field. And there's something so empowering about that as well, and not going too far into the martyrdom and, like, you know, receiving people's projections and whatever. You know, we don't need to go too much into that. But I think it's really important for each of us, and almost coming full circle of, like, when we began, like, opening this conversation, of tuning into what works best for us. How are we still going to grow, evolve, elevate, bring all of this information into the planet and into our soul's work and mission, and enjoy life, and, like, be free flowing, and, like, you know, not be so constrained with the time constraints, and really allow ourselves to operate in this beautiful feminine and flowing energy, and operate in our natural rhythms and cycles and with the moon and with nature, and really flowing into, like, ourselves as holistic beings for every area of life. And yeah, like, finding that alignment within ourselves is really where most of the work is at the end of the day. Yeah.
And at the beginning of the day, but it's a constant.
Yeah, especially at the
beginning. Yeah, especially the beginning of the day. Yeah, but overall, yes, had to. It's a work in progress too. I think, you know, shifting into a more self-realization kind of journey, self-mastery journey, there's no end point. If we got to that point, we would not be in this physical reality. So, you know, I think of the phrase new level, new devil. You know, there's always going to be a challenge. Oh. I know, it's good.
I love it.
It was actually, my business coach, she was actually from New Zealand, sold me that as well. Yeah. A while ago. But anyway, you know, the bigger you want to live your life, sometimes the bigger the challenges are, but that's just that new level, and it'll enable you to grow. And that takes that alignment. So it's looking at the world and the challenges in your life as an opportunity while staying in alignment. I think that's a beautiful way to summarize what we all just talked about.
Yeah, it really is. I love that so much. And it really is, like, our, you know, we have this unlimited potential, but it's really like, how much do we want to show up for ourselves? How much do we want to commit to, you know, to our mission and to what we're really here to do? And when we know that we have everything within us, and it's sometimes just unlocking that wisdom and that innate knowing of what we're actually here to do, and, you know, as big or small ways that we're called to in this life, like, we're going to be supported, we're going to be looked after, we're going to have incredible miracles just unfold, you know, time and time and time again. So it's like, and I, yeah, in summary of it, like, finding that alignment and enjoying the process and finding that peace in the process, not necessarily just like I think you said earlier, I'll be happy when, or I'll, you know, I'll find peace when. It's like, now, it's always happening now, it's only ever happening now.
And on that, I think this is a great moment to kind of wrap things up. I want to keep talking forever, but that was just a beautiful ribbon on top at the end of the episode. Yeah, pretty pink ribbon. Did you have anything else you wanted to cover or wrap up before we end the show today?
Oh my gosh, there's so much, but I'm super grateful to be having these conversations. And one of the biggest things that I'm really grateful for is, you know, for everyone that invests the time in themselves to be listening and really opening up new potentialities within themselves. So thank you so much for opening this container and opening this space and sharing this light and this work with the world.
Thank you. I feel the same way. It's an honor to have people like your beautiful soul on the show. I know I am so grateful, but I also know all the listeners will deeply resonate with this. And with every show, I always thank you for your time and most importantly, your presence, showing up for us today, but also showing up for yourself too. I mean, neither of us would be here if we just kept burying our head in the sand. You know, it's... Sometimes life forces us, or otherworldly entities might force us to move forward and wake up. But thank you. And I always ask you, how may we, the listeners, be of service and an act of gratitude for you today in return?
Thank you so much for asking. I think the biggest thing that would be the most beautiful act of service that you could possibly be doing right now is really tapping into your heart and asking, like, what do I desire for life? What do I want to commit my life to? And really show up for yourself, for your family, for your community, for humanity and the planet in the way that is of highest alignment. So take the time to tap into that, because there's no right and there's no wrong. It's just whatever your heart really wants. So spend some time with that and connect to it. And then if you feel like sending me a message on, you know, on social media and letting me know what that looks like for you, then feel free to do that as well.
So beautiful. Yeah. And I feel like what a better time to do that than right now.
Yeah.
Tonight, yeah. It's always the time, but right now it's a great time as well.
It's very good.
Thank you again, Libby, so much for coming on. I so enjoyed talking with you today.
Thank you so much for having me on. It's been beautiful. Thank you. I'll see you soon.
And remember, open up, surrender, trust, and let your body lead the way.